Patricia, you're now a third-year college student at the end of your second term. What are you doing recently?
I'm doing comparative literature. At the moment, I'm comparing English, French, and Russian novels. We write papers on our work, and then about 10 of us meet with our professor and read them and discuss them.
Is this what you called the seminar system in the universities?
Yes, and it works, because we get on well with the professors and lecturers. Some of them aren't much older than us, and they don't mind at all if we disagree with them.
You're lucky. When I was a college student, we had classes, but we hardly ever asked questions or discussed anything. It was partly our fault. We were a dull lot, but so were the professors. They didn't seem to be able to do anything but lecture. Besides, the course itself was so out of date, so were the textbooks. I think students ought to have a say in planning and changing their programs of study.
Things have changed a lot since then. Many universities nowadays are experimenting with new ideas and new subjects.
I can remember worrying about examinations all day long, especially during this time of the year. At that time, everything depended on how well a student does in his finals at the end of his academic year. The uncertainty was surely a great strain on us.
Well, we don't find so great a strain now. We have final exams, though, but we also get marks for the work we do during our 3 years at university. These marks will count towards a degree and will play an important part in deciding whether we get first, second, or third class honors.
I said you're lucky. You surely are.
What subject is the woman doing recently? According to the conversation, what is a seminar? What does the man think of the professors at his university? What made the man worry at the end of each academic year?